claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. We all need help these days. I'm delighted to have help from Lori Price, who's the editor-in-chief of Legitimate Citizen for a Legitimate Government. Lori, welcome. Welcome back to the show. I hope you had a great weekend.
Hi, Jim. How are you? As good as we can in this kind of, I don't know, misinformation, disinformation, agency society right now.
It is stunning, I would say. You know, the classic formula for disinformation is 80% truth and then a 20% false payload. But the media today has reversed. I think if we get 20% truth, we're lucky. It's 80% fake news. Lori, it's enough to make a gag.
It's unbelievable. And what really gets me is, I guess, $33 billion more for Ukraine. This is the new deep state cesspool money laundering swamp. And from what I heard, that money, not just, I mean, the weapons are getting destroyed almost as soon as they come in. So that's just a scam anyway, no matter what side of the debate you're on with Ukraine, which I don't know why you'd be on Ukraine's side anyway, but anyhow, they get destroyed anyhow. But then some of the money, I guess, is going toward pensions and stuff. And heating oil in Connecticut, you know, there's a little website where you go if you want to purchase it, and you look and it lists it in order. And the lowest price of that is like 30 places they list. It's $5.10 a gallon. That's the cheapest one. It goes up to $6.50 today, just about, I think, $6.49. $6.49 a gallon, so $1,800 or so to fill a tank of oil. There's people that are going to be really suffering. Any places that use that, which a lot in New England, no mention of it in the mainstream media, hardly at all. And yet we're giving $33 billion to Ukraine, but the citizens of the United States can all die here, which is really the goal. I really see with these open borders, the money toward for Ukraine. I mean, I just wonder what the real goal is here. How could it not be the goal? I mean, the citizens are suffering here. I mean,
it's not as though nobody is noticing. But, of course, Lori, it's Vladimir Putin's fault. But Biden had nothing to do with it. The fact that he canceled the XL pipeline, that he withdrew permits for drilling on federal land, that he took us from energy independence to energy dependent on foreign sources the very first day he was in office. Lori, didn't you know that has nothing to do with it? This is all Vladimir Putin's fault. Something that happened on the 24th of February, 2022, has made all the difference. You thought you saw this coming because of Biden policies? They're telling us that's completely wrong. We're mistaken, Lori. I mean, the bullshit is 20 miles wide and 6 miles deep. It's just colossal.
Pretty soon it's going to be codified where you won't be able to say anything to the contrary. I mean, this is becoming... First, they started, really, you were one, you know, of course, the CLG newsletter is another that doesn't arrive in people's inbox. You should see what I go through with that. But aside from that, you were one of the first people, they blocked your book, even though scholars all contributed about Sandy Hook. They blocked on Amazon, and people thought that was okay. And Alex Jones and all everybody that questioned the Sandy Hook lie situation, whatever, we're not allowed to mention. But anyway, anyone who questions Sandy Hook, became censored and deplatformed and all that. And everybody thought that was fine because it was so outrageous about the children. And then we started censoring any kind of way beyond that. And then it became the health news. And when Facebook took down early on in the pandemic a group of vaccine reactions of 150,000 people that were already in it, I mean, what are these people sitting around lying, making up their vaccine injuries? Is that what they're doing? I mean, Facebook got rid of that group early on. They blocked all health news. They added these stupid little warnings on anything you post. Then it spread over to memes, anything about the vaccine with a meme in it. I mean, and they're covering up all the deaths and injuries of these vaccines. And from what I read recently, blindness is now, sadly, one of the side effects of the vaccine. They blocked all health information. They jumped from blocking and censoring questions about Sandy Hook to somebody writing a legitimate description of their problems with the vaccine. Women had a lot of problems. There's a lot of miscarriages. I mean, just all these things. And now they want to set up a ministry of truth. I mean, this is unbelievable. And there are people that actually support that say that free speech, you know, it, disinformation, that it can kill, you know, because you question the vaccine and all. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on here. I don't know. I don't know if there's any hope with Elon Musk. I don't know if there's any hope there, but with Twitter. I don't know, but something has to be done.
I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt until he demonstrates that he's unworthy of our support. But I mean, think of it this way. He's been so public about what he's doing and his dedication to free speech that if he fails to come through on this, it's going to be massively embarrassing. It's going to tarnish his reputation permanently. I mean, forever.
Right. I agree. Yes. The public statements are, yes, I totally agree that he's made a lot of public statements that would be hard to backtrack. But he's got really the underpinnings of the banning. It is bad when like, they've blocked a lot of major accounts that people followed, like, you know, I guess the Babylon Bee, which is insane that when that thing was taken down for satire. But really the underpinnings of it are the shadow banning going on of your mainstream, your mainstream Trump supporters in terms of whatever you want to call them, but your Trump supporters, your conservatives, libertarians are all seem to be blocked, not just Trump supporters, but just any anti-deep state people. And yes, there are some people on the left that are shadow banned and so forth that question, you know, Gaza and all that. It seems that anybody that questions the deep state, which, by the way, brings up the fraudulence of the, quote, so-called leftists or whatever you want to call them. I just think they're totalitarians. AOC and the squad, they're never anti-war. I mean, the one thing you'd think you could rely on them for, you know, they're never anti-war. And even the one thing that, not just one thing, but Trump did was with Venezuela interfering and all that, the squad was right there with him. I mean, you know, so they're never anti-war. They're not a real leftist because they're illiberal, okay? But I noticed they have the full platform, but actual people you might call them the traditional left, they're totally banned. They're totally blacklisted as well, besides people that, you know, are on the other side of the spectrum. Because it's really just one uni party now at this point. The Democrats and the Republicans is just one party. And if you question that narrative from any angle, you're on the outs there. But I hope, like you're saying, like you just said wisely, that he's made a lot of public statements, Elon Musk, so that if he goes against it now, he'd appear to be kind of ridiculous because, you know, he went out there and made those comments many times.
Well, I mean, I don't see how a guy who's as prominent as that can make statements as important as those, which everyone is responding to positively, and then turn around and not follow through by making it a free speech platform. Therefore, I believe he will follow through. I realize people think that Musk is kind of a mixed bag, that they have things they like about him and things they don't like about him. He was supposed to have been a young world leader out of the WEF, but frankly, I think they, you know, that's overreach. I think there are certain persons who were involved that are not of the caliber of Justin Trudeau or Emmanuel Macron, who've certainly lived up to their reputation as stooges of the Rothschild banking empire. I don't see that to be the case with Elon Musk.
Right. And there's a picture of him with Ghislaine, not sure how you say it, Maxwell, at a party. I'm sorry?
Ghislaine. Yes, you got it right.
Ghislaine, yeah. Maxwell at a party. And, people use that as an indictment of him. They're looking for anything. But, you know, frankly, if you're in those circles of money, there's, you know, let's say 150 people show up at a party and there's all kinds of people taking pictures. And when somebody says, can I take your picture? You walk up, you meet them. You don't know who they are. You don't know, you know, back then, especially before it became public, did anybody know she was involved in all this? They say, will you take a picture? Of course you say yes. So I don't hold that even against anybody on any side of the political spectrum. You know, that somebody stood up at a party and took a picture. That is so irrelevant. And I defend anybody, it doesn't matter, I'm consistent, that took a picture at a party. You know, to me, that's you know, all ridiculous to indict somebody on that. So I give, you know, everybody, like you say, the benefit of the doubt. It's not that he was deeply involved. You know, Jeffrey Epstein was deeply involved, you know, but not because you're at a party. That doesn't, standing up and the photo is taken, that doesn't mean you're deeply involved with somebody in their operations.
It looks to me like Putin's tired of the West and all of its nonsense. He's got very serious. He's warned the West not to intervene in Ukraine. We set the standard way back in relation to ISIS and Al-Qaeda by declaring that anyone who provided support to them became a co-belligerent. Well, what we in the West are doing in relation to Ukraine is far more aggressive and overwhelming and making us a co-belligerent by aiding them in a situation where Russia has legitimate reasons publicly declared in Putin's magisterial speech of February 24th, but which you would think no leader of the West has even bothered to read. I mean, it's absolutely stunning.
He's providing the bulwark against the New World Order, against the World Economic Forum. And he may have been there as well. I mean, you know, again, he was a leader. He was invited. Why wouldn't he go? It doesn't mean he's deeply involved. You know, like I say, making an appearance doesn't mean you're deeply involved. He doesn't seem to be deeply involved. And if I read something, I don't know if it's true, but he said that it was pretty much Satanism and he's against that. And I don't know if the New World Order and all that is Satanism, which would be great if he really did say it. It seems like he would say it, but I don't know if he did. I read he did, but it would be great because, you know, I mean, I just can't believe how far we're pushing this guy because really, I don't know how much more he can stand. I mean, it's pretty obvious that we're funding, you know, obviously funding and arming the other side, and he's going to get tired of it pretty soon. It's really scary what we're doing. You know, I don't see an end to this because we're just going to keep funding these Nazis over there in Ukraine. It doesn't mean everybody's a Nazi, but there's a lot of them there.
Yes. Yes, it looks as though he's doing a pretty good job of taking out weapons when they're arriving. We have a new report of doing that. And I just feel that Putin knows what he's doing and the Americans don't. Here we have a late report. Russian Onyx missiles destroy warehouse with U.S. and European weapons ammo near Odessa. Russia launched its special military operation in Ukraine on 24 after the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic appealed for help in defending themselves against Ukrainian provocation. A strike by Russian Onyx missiles on a military airfield near Odessa destroyed a warehouse with weapons and ammunition delivered to Ukraine from the United States and Europe. Major General Igor Konishankov, spokesman for the Russian Defense Ministry, said. I think that's what they're going to do again and again. I mean, they're going to bring as much weapons in and they're going to be destroyed by Russia. Poland is claiming it's going to send tanks. I mean, this is, in my opinion, Lori, this is so provocative. I think it's going to be a miracle if we are able to escape without nuclear annihilation, but where the Russians are so much better prepared to fight a war they don't want, and we seem eager for a war that we're in fact not prepared to fight. The situation is just simply astounding, breathtaking, mind-boggling in its enormity.
Yes, and I guess Putin presented the document showing Ukrainers ready to attack more in the Donbass, which they'd been doing all this time. They had all those biological weapons facilities, and they claim that's Russian propaganda when Victoria Nuland admitted it. Although, you know, all those on his border, which we would never tolerate, we being the United States, whatever you want to say, the United States would never tolerate that. And Russia was supposed to put up with that. It was a belligerent on their border with these labs. The U.S. and Fauci's groups were funding. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is unreal. And so finally he took action. And I don't know. I think Zelensky would have worked it out with Russia on the east there with the Donbass, but probably U.S. as funders. He wouldn't be getting all this money now. If he gave up early, he wouldn't have been getting all this money now. Now $33 billion, not just for weapons, but for Ukraine, for their society, which makes me crazy. And I know the Ukraine, there's so many videos on the web all over the place that it was the Ukraine firing after the civilians. Remember early on, they said nobody can leave between ages 18 and 60. That was announced very like the first few days, and everyone forgot about that. When Ukraine said no one can leave age 18 to 60, that means who do you think is firing on the people leaving? Okay, it wasn't Russia. And Ukraine did the war crimes with torturing and murdering Russian soldiers, and Russia treated people properly. And that's all. I've seen so many videos of this, you know, on all over the place. It's obviously true on who's really committing the war crimes. But yet, in the West, they want us to think it's Russia. It's crazy. It's such lies. It makes me nuts.
It looks like their campaign on behalf of critical race theory and their attacks on white people are paying off. While Biden claims white supremacy is the biggest threat, hate crimes against white people are surging. Despite Ilhan Omar's claim white men are causing most of the death in this country, all available government data shows that could not be further from the truth. According to data from the CDC, the FBI, the Bureau of Justice, and every scientific analysis ever on crime that breaks down by race, black males commit the highest rate of homicide, the majority of homicide, about 80% of all gun homicide, despite making up only a sliver of the population. We've known this, but now it appears hate crimes, crimes against white people, are growing. A surge in homicide is indeed due to police backing down from enforcement in the face of public backlash, where police across the nation are either retiring at record rates or transferring out of black-majority cities due to the stigma caused by the protests and the riots, which, of course, the Democratic Party promoted. But now, anti-white sentiments in America have risen exponentially, and the coverage of these stories by news outlets is sparse. A 39-year-old black man accused of shooting and wounding five people in Alabama and Georgia told police his assaults were racially motivated. He was targeting white men specifically. Many claim a clear connection between the anti-white curriculum, FCRT, being taught in public schools, being spread by every institution, and the recent surge in black-on-white attack and murders. They have in the past been relatively rare. I mean, they're far more common than white attacks on blacks, Lori, which are like the least current when you break these things down by race. Whites attacking whites or blacks killing blacks. blacks killing whites are like 10 times more frequent than whites killing blacks. Blacks killing whites about as often as whites kill whites, but black killing blacks in the past has been like 50 times more common than whites killing blacks. But now you're seeing a surge in racially motivated attacks on white people. I mean, Lori, this really, I think, should not come as a surprise given the political climate and the way in which the schools have been warped into propaganda factories to promote anti-white discrimination, a new variant of racism.
I know. And if you're, there's a recent university that advertised for an engineering professor, but you had to be a minority, a woman. You could not, as a white male, you could not even apply for this job. That should be illegal. The Supreme Court pick of this pedophile-loving justice, insane that they got her in there, insane. Ketanji Jackson Brown, insane, getting her in there with her previous rulings on in the situation. So many cases where she gave the benefit of the doubt to the pedophile, unbelievable. But anyway, that's your height of, you know, that's going to be a problem like for 30, 40 years, picking somebody like this, who did support critical race theory, of course, in the Senate hearings, denied it and all that, but this is going to be a disaster, it looks like. But what you're saying about the crimes against white people by blacks, it was a girl who had long braids and she was accused of, appropriating, another culture and totally beaten up on the street. I mean, no, not really media coverage of it on all networks, of course, but just beaten up just for having those braids. I mean, it is going on. It's unbelievable because it's the current status is to hate, despise, especially Christian white males. It's really hating. It started years ago with Hollywood making fun of Christian conservatives, which having a lot of children, it was always making them seem stupid, idiotic, and all that. They try to use that against the Supreme Court justice that Trump picked, that I have a block on right now. But anyway, they tried to use that against her, but now it's spreading way beyond that. That's where it started with Hollywood stereotypes in movies and television series, and now it's way beyond that for absolute hatred. And then it's moving beyond white Christian males to just whites. It is definitely there. It's definitely there in all aspects of the culture, especially on Twitter. And if I could just bring up another point on this, Twitter, again, when I'm talking, I'm speaking in pre-Elon Musk takeover.
Yes.
That on Twitter, I spent a lot of time seeing who's verified and who isn't. And you have some black bloggers with really just basically no real, maybe a minor writing role at a blog that are verified with 7,000 followers, making posts that are generally illiterate. And then we have people like Michael Rechtenwald, the scholar, who's written 11 books, who's been on many talk shows, Fox News, many, all that. The featured writer of Imprimis of Hillsdale College in December on the Great Reset, not verified. Okay, and that's just one example. I mean, I could go on. Of course, the CLG News, my Twitter handle, LegitGov, which is we broke stories in the D.C. Madam List and so forth. We're not verified, of course, goes without saying. But yet you can have a blogger just tweeting garbage that is verified. Not only am I not verified, but I'm definitely shadow banned. We'll see if that's removed when Musk comes in. But anyway, yes, it's definitely going on, and the media is just pitching hate. And there's also a disparity in sentencing and punishment. This is makes me nuts. You have January 6th people sitting in solitary confinement or harsh treatment for it's going to go on for like years. Without a trial, they were denied bail, and they're sitting in jail for walking around the Capitol, especially when the police let them in many cases. They did nothing. These people have stellar records, military people, no criminal records. And then you have the black young man who shot up a school in Michigan who was let out on a $25,000 bail. Okay. Now, you shoot up a school and you're out the next day. Now, I'm not sure how bail works. I think you only have to come up with 10%, but I might be wrong. So he got out on, with $2,500 of the $25,000. If that's the way it worked, I don't know. But anyway, he's, regardless, $25,000 is still low. And Kamala was raising money back then for people in bail. Some of them were, went out and killed again that she raised money for that got sprung. Kamala Harris. All right. So anyway, this is where the situation of justice is right now. And you can call it whatever you want and hate me for saying it, but I'm just speaking the facts, okay? I'm just speaking the facts.
Oh, yeah, Lori, I know. I know. Looks, by the way, we're getting a report now that Biden has an executive order that's going to undermine our right to keep and bear arms. We knew that was what was at stake here, that we knew this is one of his major reasons for occupying the White House, shall we say, why he was installed, this puppet who calls himself Joe Biden. The first executive order makes it a felony to have a pistol brace attached to a firearm, making felons out of 10 to 40 Americans who already own them. His second makes it a felony for a gunsmith to work on your homemade 80% lower style firearm without attaching a serial number and notifying the NICS system. His third would redefine what a firearm receiver is and would mandate that serial numbers be added to upper receivers for all future sales, allowing Biden to track them like he does lower receivers. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. He's rolled out over a dozen executive orders attacking law-abiding gun owners in the last few weeks, all designed to ensnare gun owners with bogus felony charges. Lori, we're coming up to the break. We can address this further, but Obama was behind this by vitiating the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948. He made it permissible to perform staged events, phony riots and the like right here in the U.S., and that was by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook. And a month and 2 days later, he signed 23 executive orders to constrain our access to weapons under the Second Amendment. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, give us your thoughts about what else is going out. Oh, yeah, we were talking about gun control and how much he's moving aggressively, and that was a reason for Sandy Hook, and they've, you know, Parkland, Las Vegas. Right. I mean, I'm telling you, I've done so much collaborative research. These were all phony, fake, where nobody died at any of those events, not even in Orlando, where the permit for the club had expired 3 years earlier. That's when they repainted it from white to black to show that it was closed, Lori. They are so blatant about all this bullshit. It's mind-numbing.
Right, and notice the same people show up crying on the camera. And by the way, I want to correct myself there. It's Ketanji Brown Jackson and, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. And one might think on the Supreme Court what I said earlier, but one might think they're miles apart. When you look at Amy Coney Barrett, though, on the vaccine ruling, she's generally turned out to be a whopping disappointment, although ditto Brett Kavanaugh, although I don't know what will happen. But they seem to not be providing any kind of relief, only sadly, which is really sad, but Clarence Thomas, who, you know, older guy now, I'm just saying we're in deep trouble here with the Supreme Court. I just want to tie up what I said in the last segment. As to the gun control, yes, they want it. It's part of the prongs to get rid of society from within. One of the biggest problems is the election of the Soros-installed DAs, where no one really thinks about it. Soros pours all these money into district attorney races. We get these absolute lunatics beyond belief, especially in California there. And this is Philadelphia, California, where murderers are walking free, which is being done on purpose. And then when people want to buy their own guns, this is what you're talking about, they're trying to cause destruction of the society. And, of course, anybody who wants to defend themselves against you know, robberies and break-ins and carjackings, which are now rampant beyond belief, because there's no way to get rid of these liberal DAs, and they're not really liberal. They're destroying the society. That's their directive. All right. So that opening the borders, and of course this purge about the gun owners, you know, and making everybody generally a felon if you do any modifications of the gun and all this. This war on the people who own guns is similar to the wars on the police departments, hospitals, first responders, and so forth, and especially the military with the vaccine mandate, because they knew anybody smart that didn't want that vaccine, anybody that had certain views, religious views, they're the ones they eliminated out of these positions. So that's so that when the military gets depleted, the woke military, the police, they can offer deals or citizenship to the people illegally coming in from the United States, and they won't have allegiance to they. Basically, it will come down to, will you shoot an American citizen at some point when these food shortages that they're generating, not predicting, they're creating them, when they become real and people want food for their kids, that's a different matter. They will be on the streets, and then you'll have a depleted woke military, a depleted woke police forces, except for, I don't mean Florida, you know, there's exceptions. But anyway, then they'll start probably, and this is my theory here, offering, you know, citizenship or deals to people here illegally that will join in the military and the police force, National Guard and all this, and they will be the one, they won't care about hurting American citizens. I'm just saying in general, I don't mean, there's always exceptions to everything. There's people that would not do that are here illegally that would join and not shoot on, hurt an American citizen. I just mean in general terms what I'm speaking of here.
Well, Lori, I've been talking forever about they're taking these young military age illegals and putting them in our military, giving them citizenship and confident they'll fire on the American people, which no American soldier would do. I think that's
right.
Part of the plan was to decimate our military so they could not be used to defend Americans from the takeover that is taking place around us.
Right. All those, that group I mentioned, the people that refused the vaccine, that seemed to be, it didn't emerge like that because, as you know, black people have been experimented on, the Tuskegee experiment, other medical, they talk about racism, the squad, the pharmaceutical industries and Bill Gates, the biggest racist on earth, actual racist, where they, always these vaccine trials started in Africa. Now, why was that? Anyway, talk about racism. Anyhow, I don't know that the powers that be thought unfurled it like that, where who would resist this vaccine, but it turned out to be sort of generally the Christian patriots, and that gave them an excuse, maybe they did know, I don't know, to get rid of, make it mandatory. Because it was definitely racist in New York when you were black and could not go into an eatery, because more blacks in New York turned down the vaccine in New York City. I mean, I'm just saying a lot of black people in New York City turned down the vaccine, okay, wisely. And anyway, they weren't allowed to eat or work. So that obviously was pressure on them, but yet the media didn't cover that aspect, really, of that sort of racism. But in general, they wanted to purge the military and the police forces and the first responders, because you're right, they will not fire that group of people that refuse the vaccine, all that, the Christians, they would rise up in any kind of, you know, rebellion and join the side, you know, because look where we're headed. If I could just say, there's been, it's not 12 or 13 food processing plants, and I know this is a different topic, but there's way more than that. There was another one at Purdue Farms April 30th that was reported. I have to put that on the CLG site, which is, by the way, legitgov.org, and you can get the free newsletter there. But anyway, I haven't put that up yet.
Lori, I think you've been doing so much to get the truth out there. It's absolutely stunning. It's absolutely stunning. There you have even a popular Democrat, by the way. Well, she's actually, in my opinion, gravitating over to the Republican Party. I've even suggested she might be the running mate for Trump should he run again. Tulsi Gabbard has accused Biden of being a front man, with Obama being the true culprit behind the disinformation governance board, the whole idea of censoring. I am so impressed with this woman, Lori. I think she is the most, she and Marjorie Taylor Greene are the two women out there who are making a difference. And Tulsi, I think, took a break from government in order to become an independent and is gravitating further in the right direction, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Yeah, she's fantastic. You know, I don't know every view that she has, but I'm probably generally with her on a lot of them. Have been for a long time with her. You know, somebody that, if Trump runs, he runs. I think Ron DeSantis said he would not run if Trump runs. But he passed something so valuable, which shows he's looking out for the people of Florida. He passed a patient sort of rights act in Florida where you could not be alone in the hospital. If you want somebody in the room, and this is the elderly and all that, that they, I just, the most unforgivable, in my opinion, aspect of this pandemic was separating where no one older could have anybody in the room. You know, people suffer from dementia that are elderly. What advantage was taken of those people? God only knows. It's just beyond belief when I think about it, worse than anything else in this pandemic, worse than the masks, worse than all that. And he, by signing that law that nobody in Florida could just assign somebody to be alone, that meant you have an advocate in the room. That'll help a lot of people. That means he's in it really. That means he's true blue. He's in it for the people. So Ron DeSantis is very good so far, what I've seen. He's another one. Trump, they're excoriating him, and I see dementia. The word dementia was trending on Twitter, and I thought, oh, Joe Biden, of course. But no, it was Trump, because he accidentally said, instead of J.D. Vance, he said J.D., the other guy running, the other guy who Ted Cruz supports, the other guy running, and he wants J.D. Vance to win. But he mistakenly said a wrong name. Do you know how many times Biden has messed up his cabinet introductions? Nearly every time. But yet dementia was trending, and I saw the comments saying how Trump has dementia because he accidentally messed up J.D. Vance's name. That makes him have dementia because he messed up one name? I mean, this is lunacy. But anyway, J.D. Vance is good, too. We'd like to see him in there. So there's some good people out there. I hope. I like to see what happens with them. And Tulsi would be good against the wars. Rand Paul, Tulsi, you know, the wars are really a problem. You know, these funding these endless wars.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct, Lori. 100% correct. I think it's pretty interesting Tulsi's coming out so strongly here. And it impresses me. I mean, I just think she's a super person. She's been weak on the Second Amendment. She has to come around on that, I think, to be more viable nationally.
Well, maybe she will when she reads up on what's going on with that in terms of that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, I do like her a lot, too. She's put it all on the line. You know, she made her money. She's a successful businesswoman. She's wealthy in her own right, which is great. And she doesn't care, and I love that she doesn't care what people say or think, and she does her thing. That's great. That means confidence, and she has that confidence, just like Matt Gaetz. Because these people have their own money, they're not beholden to anybody else. They don't really care. They don't give a darn. You know, they've made it on their own, basically. And that Matt Gaetz, they try to set him up, saying he was texting underage dating, and then we found out it was an extortion plan to get $25 million from his family. You know, it was an extortion plan. You know, I guess with dating, I don't know. I think he's engaged. I don't know what he is now, but found out she was underage. He immediately ended 17. He immediately cut off communication. You know, there's con artists out there, especially 17-year-olds that look 25 and you don't know they're 17, whatever. Anyway, he cut it off. He didn't do anything improper, and they're trying to frame Matt Gaetz, and now they're calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a racist. You know, the whole thing is just, it's ridiculous. And some of these people, their Twitters were totally banned. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think her her formal account is up there, but she had a second one under her name that's gone. One of the Twitter casualties is just, he's got to restore all these people, by the way, Elon Musk. He's got to bring all these people back, you know.
Get this. In France, Le Pen lost 3 million votes in 1 hour in order to lose the election. I'm getting reports that there are massive riots in Paris. I say, God bless France. They're showing more balls and integrity than Americans.
Yeah, I've got to put that up. I had that up, an article, and it was so great on the French people revolting in France on the stolen election. It obviously was. He had a 31% approval rating, and I'd like to know how he won. And there's no way people who lost their businesses and livelihood and didn't want that vaccine were going to vote for him. I don't believe he won. I don't believe in New Jersey that governor was reelected. I don't believe that either. They couldn't deny Virginia, but that's a huge problem. The Democrats don't seem to be too concerned about the quote red wave unquote coming in November. Makes me think they already know it's in the bag. You know, if they put these useless eaters in there like Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, I know I don't mean him per se or McConnell, but these useless eater Republicans, if they get put in, back in Congress, the Senate, what difference does it really make? Lisa Murkowski, another one. You know, when you look at the history of that primary, as I said, she was against a guy like a Tea Party guy, and he allegedly pushed a reporter, said something, and that went national. They made it into a big incident. It seemed to be a stage event, and then he was done, and she won. And she's been hurting us ever since she's been in the Senate, Lisa Murkowski. She's been hurting us. But you see, they rig these, they set up events, they stage events, they get someone to be destroyed. If that works, that's the end of them. If it doesn't work, they rig the election. I mean, they can't maybe rig Florida and Texas, but they rig elections, and I wonder why the Democrats are not really worried about this red wave coming. I mean, unless they're going to rig it against the useful Republicans and let the crappy ones in. I don't know.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, you're absolutely right, Lori. You're absolutely right. And, of course, I think Putin is going to announce here that success has been virtually accomplished in Ukraine.
Right.
During a speech on Victory Day on May 9th, excuse me, sparing you some sneezing,
okay.
I think that Russia, so far as I can tell, is being completely successful. They're right on schedule. They're conducting a very systematic military operation, and that this outside interference could be, you know, just blow the whole thing apart, because as I have observed already, we are becoming co-belligerents in too open a way, and Putin has actually gone so far as to warn the West, listen to this, Lori. Speaking to lawmakers, he said, if someone intends to interfere in what's going on from the outside, they must know that constitutes an unacceptable strategic threat to Russia. They must know that our response to counterstrikes will be lightning fast. We have all the weapons we need for this. No one else can brag about these weapons, and we won't brag about them, but we will use them. I think he's utterly serious, Lori, and anyone who doesn't appreciate that, it really has their head where the sun doesn't shine.
I don't know what we're going to do, because he's right about it. I mean, we've been totally, I don't know why, it's just gone on. I don't understand how the U.S. gets away with this for years. Just Libya, destroying that country illegally, open air like slave markets now, which is fine with the Democrats, by the way, you know, despite all. I can't, Syria, creating ISIS, funding ISIS. Well, remember I said the Daily Mail had about 30 images. They did not look photoshopped of Israeli commanders treating wounded ISIS fighters because they're so valuable to them, you know, because ISIS was, you know, that allowed more money to go there. You know, I just don't understand how the U.S. gets away with this all these years, and people are tired of it. It doesn't mean I think other countries have a perfect government like China. I'm sure they don't. But I read an interesting article with somebody that said they dissected the social credit scoring in China and said that basically they don't have that there. So I'm wondering now, as Michael Rechtewall was saying that too, that is this being used like as a, you know, where you could say, well, China has it, so we'll get it, you know, like to defend the U.S. setting it up. Because China, believe it or not, really doesn't have a de facto social credit score. Okay, they have other issues, and it's definitely a state that, you know, they don't allow protests and all. I understand all that. But I'm just wondering if that was thrown out in the media to get coverage for when the U.S. does it. I'm just wondering. I'm just putting that out there. But anyway, other governments, it doesn't mean they're perfect. Saudi Arabia's got to be the worst hell on earth living there, thanks to the CIA bringing Wahhabism there in the 1950s to stop the Soviet Union from having influence. So that's why that society's a disaster now. But anyway, the U.S. spends all this money, destroys all these societies, and gets away with it every time. And maybe Putin, you know, it is like the sleeping bear, and you keep poking that bear all the time. But, you know, I don't know. Zelensky wants the money coming in. He likes the power. He likes his reputation coming, you know, the leader coming in and all that. And I just wonder, I wonder if Zelensky will be smart and just make a deal with Russia and just not let this go worse. What do you think will happen?
Well, I mean, listen, the Investment Watch blog has just published the insanity of stupid people in power pushing for war and rejecting peace. Even Noam Chomsky, the icon of the past, I've never had much use for him because he denigrated the idea of conspiracy in JFK, saying even if there had been a conspiracy, there were no serious policy issues involved, as though withdrawing from Vietnam, shattering the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and cutting the Texas oil depletion allowance, going after the mafia, reforming the Fed by having the Treasury Department print our money, denying Israel nuclear weapons, as though those were major policy issues he sweeps under the rug. And then regarding 9/11, again, he discounts it. He just finds it so implausible. I've taken him on. Go online for Fetzer on Chomsky, and you'll find a short one about 7 minutes and a longer about 25, where I not only dispatch him on political grounds, but on his theory of language is based on syntax, where everyone's supposed to have an innate, species-specific, and syntactical capacity, which is simply absurd. Syntax is a late development in language after you have developed so many words for so many concepts that you have to organize them. You have to structure the way what you're talking about is to be understood. That's when grammar comes into play and syntax. It's a late development. It's like an emergent property. It's not a basis. Or if it had been, teaching logic, formal logic, which is syntactical, would be a relatively effortless, but students find it a struggle. Just one more proof that Chomsky's got it wrong. But here, he's praising Trump for seeking a diplomatic resolution in Ukraine. Lori, think about it. That's remarkable.
That's good. That one thing I did hear about that it's right. I mean, this never really would have happened. You know, when they lied about the Steele dossier, the Russian hoax, all that stuff, meant that really – when Trump was campaigning, and I know because I went to 4 different Trump rallies, believe it or not, in Connecticut, and as an aside, in this deep blue state, there were lines just as long as everywhere else. We all waited 8 hours to get in and beyond. And this is Connecticut, 4 different communities in Connecticut, a wealthy one, a blue-collar one, Hartford, another one that just middle of the road. So 4 different areas of income in Connecticut. And let me tell you, it makes me really wonder how many of these elections are stolen, because that guy was really popular here in this deep blue state. I'm just saying, nobody knows it, but it's true. But anyway, at these rallies, he said, what's wrong with peace with Russia? And he got more applause there than anything else when he said it at the rallies. So he always got tons of applause on that line. But all those hoaxes and lies about Trump laid the groundwork where he really could he work with Putin and do as much as he could. I think if he didn't have that going into the administration, he would have worked probably with getting rid of all the nuclear weapons with Putin. I think these two he got through with with North Korea. He made a success there. I think he would have made a success. He should have won the Nobel Prize for that, but of course that can't happen. We got to give it to Greta Thunberg, who's like an elitist, you know, whatever. Anyhow,
Trump would
have got through with Russia and made peace, but instead we get this senile puppet installed and we're getting war in the stock market, which is another topic. I don't know how much money they're destroying the 401ks of middle America on purpose across the country. If you look at your stock market, if you have money in the stock market, what that guy's done is criminal.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Lori, we have deep staters admitting that they worked against Trump to undermine Trump, that they regarded Trump as merely a visitor, that this was their territory, that right. they run the nation, and they just weren't going to accommodate him, that they thwarted him at every move. I think that is huge that they're even admitting it now and talking about it.
It is, and they openly admit, and those 51 or 52 people that signed that letter, they lied. They're liars anyway. On the Hunter Biden laptop saying it was Russian disinfo when they knew damn well it wasn't Russian disinfo. When the guy was already vetted before it got to be a national story, if he was lying, that would have been stopped by, you know, people before it hit the press, the man who brought the laptop story forward. Obviously, that was vetted before it even got to that level. Unlike the Steele dossier, it was an out-and-out lie, just propaganda. But anyhow, they lied and said, signed that letter before the election, and that got votes for Biden. Although, I wonder how many votes, I would love to know how many he really got. Because when he spoke in North Carolina a few weeks ago, there was less than 200 people in the room, and that includes media and everybody else, in a public event. When Trump goes, the lines are over 24 hours, all right? The lines, the videos on the lines, if you've ever seen them sped up, go like 40 seconds, the lines like high speed, well, showing everybody in line.
Lori, we've hit the break. We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break. Thanks for being here.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Torture us and bomb us, fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. Time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on down and join us. Get the straight truth. Not that mainstream mind control. What about the subconscious slavery that you're put in? You don't even know it. We're here to wake you out of that and give you the information you need to survive in this time of universal deceit. Are you there yet, Jim? He must be on the phone with his lawyer. Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. It's always great to be on the show. We are basically slaves in the society. That is true. To the uni party.
Oh, yes. It's absolutely right. And left.
It's ridiculous.
It's all encompassing. Yes. I say it's the left-right march into fascism, as the corporate world maintains their dominance in our thoughts, minds, and, well, in our wallets.
I just saw a post that there's somebody said, remember when we didn't have $5 billion to build the wall, but how many billions are we giving into other countries? And you know, there's no logging of where this money goes. And you can be sure it doesn't go to actual citizens of the low level, the people that, if anyone was to support giving such money away, would want the money to go there, you know, to actual citizens rather than these corrupt governments. And it's just being laundered, really. I mean, how much money did Biden get from Ukraine? I mean, I don't know. under Hunter.
It's tough with so many minions taking a percentage out of each dollar. It just doesn't trickle down the way it used to. I'm telling you.
I think we all work till May 1st for the taxes, right? Don't we work? Isn't that what they said? Like, is it April 1st or May 1st where you work and then that's you work for the tax bill of the year?
Yeah, right? That's what they say.
A third of the year.
I've been tax protesting. So, they claim, last I heard, they claimed I owed $800,000 or some number. I don't know. Well, I had some pretty good years when I, you know, when I woke up, I used to have a small business working on foreclosed houses. And, when the states, the 50 attorney generals made a deal with the banksters to allow these, fraudulent documents in the court as if they were, the securitized originals, that's what, I guess that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And from there, I started tax protesting 15 years ago.
Well, I hope it works. It sounds like it's outrageous that they would want to take that much. It's just unbelievable.
Well, my last year, I think I made $265,000.
It's a good year.
So, yeah, it's small business, but yeah.
Mitchell, one more reason why you're such a marvelous producer. You step into the breach when I am distracted. And let me let the audience know I'm in the midst of finishing my writ to the Supreme Court of the United States over my Sandy Hook lawsuit. And there's some issues that we've got to iron out to get it finished. And it needs to be finished like in the next 24 hours. So my apology for not being back on time. I had to make a call. Regarding this, to get an issue ironed out, and I think we're good to go, but I so appreciate that Mitchell is right here at hand and is such a marvelous commentator, Lori, and I'm just delighted to have you back again. Here we have a new report from Mike Adams, this time BlackRock and Vanguard are taking over centralized food production technologies and will have near total control over the future food supply in America. That is not a good thing, Lori.
That is, you know, they want, I should just say as an aside, you may be surprised to know I'm a vegetarian and I'd be vegan if it was a lot easier. So, which is kind of weird because I know it's basically for my politics, but because of my caring for the animals, whatever, but that's okay. I don't tell other people, I'm not one of those vegetarians who tell other people what they should and should not eat. But in this case, they're trying to get people so I haven't eaten meat in like years and years, so that's fine. But there are people who enjoy their meat, and what's going to happen is they're going to push people into eating the meat lab grown by Bill Gates, who's the biggest farmland owner that nobody realizes right now. Nobody talks about that. They talk about Elon Musk buying Twitter, but Bill Gates owning the farmland, which is far more, have a greater impact than Twitter. Anyway, they want people to eat this lab-grown meat and cloned meat, and there's no long-term study. That is different than vegetarian where you're eating, you know, perhaps a tofu burger. It's a whole different world. The tofu burger could be healthy with the carrots and all that, but this thing, no one knows what's in this lab-grown meat, and they're destroying all these, and even Tucker Carlson said, go ahead, call me a conspiracy theorist. But you explained to me why it was 12 food production plants burned down. And that when he went to air, he said there's another one. Now it's 13. Actually, it's more than that. That was a plane hitting one. But there was another one on the 30th, the Purdue farm. So they're trying to destroy the food processing plants.
Well, of course. And they've also, you know, they're thwarting truckers. They are depriving them of an ingredient necessary for diesel engines to function.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, blocking fertilizer so that farmers can't plot their crops. And, the food shortage is, in my opinion, at this point in time, inevitable. And everyone needs to take measures to deal with it. But very few are going to do that, Lori. Very few.
This is going to be the cap on the destruction of the middle class because, first of all, let me just say, these crops in Ukraine, whatever, they're months ahead. So right now we're living on the previous crops before the war there, whatever. But what's going to happen, let me just take one state here, this in like Connecticut or New England where people rely on heating oil that, I mean, people may laugh at me for bringing this up, but $1,800 to fill a tank of oil, that will go last 1 month in January. So everybody, I mean, that's like an entire rent of a nice apartment, $1,800. That's in addition to whatever you have, your mortgage or whatever your other bills are. And then the food is going to skyrocket in December, and I don't know what people are going to do to get through. you know, that's why they've now put in place the riots, the disinfo bureau, to stop, you know, nothing stops them from pulling the plug on so many more websites and other things. Nothing stops Apple from pulling down these apps like where Truth Social is. Nothing stops them. I mean, if things get bad here, I mean, nobody's going to be able to afford to eat besides the heating situation in the winter coming up. I mean, at least here, I know heating oil is not big across the whole country, but I'm just saying there's a lot of states that use it, and all those people are going to have that bill plus the food crisis. What are they going to do? I mean, this is going to be a big problem. They're going to protest.
A problem. Calling it a problem is putting it mildly. Right. Mitchell, you've already been a part of the conversation. I'd like you to continue with us. Give us your thoughts, too, about this issue. Mitchell.
I missed that part, Jim. I had to step away for a second.
Okay.
You know, I cover all fronts.
You do. We're talking about the vast increase in expense and cost of fuel oil, for example. That means people aren't going to have enough money for the necessities of life, that they're going to be between a rock and a hard place. And Lori is suggesting this is going to be the ultimate decimation of the middle class. They're going to have nowhere to go. They're going to be, you know, expended to death with the rising gas prices and the inflation and food and everything else. Nobody's going to be able to afford anything.
Well, the middle class, what the few that's that the part that's left, maybe is a good way to put it, is going to be easily decimated. You know, while we think about, you know, the essentials and the essential income from fuel and gasoline, fuel oil, natural gas, you know, our electricity, what we really don't think about is that most of our economy isn't run on essentials. It's run on the extra money and extra everything else, the spendable income that we have left over. Right. From buying all our essentials. So that's what's really going to be decimated. You know, all of the little extras that people buy, they don't have the money for them. They have to spend the money on other goods and services.
Right.
And that's, of course, the so-called what's been in the past discretionary income that most people regard as enhancing their quality of life, which is now going to be dramatically reduced. Lori.
Right. The part you missed is what I was saying, Mitchell, that in Connecticut, for example, and other states, not all states use it, but heating oil almost, in some cases, over $6.50 a gallon. That's $1,800. That's more than that to fill your tank. And of heating oil that goes through, say, 35 days will last in the winter. So I'm just wondering what the average family in some of these New England states has to come up with an extra $1,800 plus the food crisis that they're definitely bringing. I mean, I don't know how people are going to make it. That's the part that we're talking about, not just gasoline for the car, which is bad, but the heat keeping your house warm, that's going to be a big deal in the winter. And then I'm looking, by the way, at the stock market, which Biden and his deep state dirtbags have destroyed. And I noticed the news, when the market would drop 80 points under Trump, it would say, bad day on the market, is the economy crashing? When he'd have one day when the market would be down like 150 points, is the economy crashing? When it's down 800 points under Biden, now today it just dropped, of course, like it always does. And now we see the headlines at which Apple decides what you should read. It says, Russia turns on spending caps to blunt economic impact of war and sanctions. Meanwhile, the markets drop like the worst in years. Every day is a new record low on all these stocks. And they don't cover that. Again, they already have their Ministry of Truth in place, because I just opened up business news here, and the second item under the top is about Russia, and Apple hit with EU trust complaint over iPhone payments. Nothing about the market crapping out every day. I mean, why isn't that the lead story? I'm just saying, no mention.
Yeah. Mitchell.
Well, the truth is, you know, all of the financial services, everything is a manipulation. You know, it's all a facade. And it's such a cloudy, opaque world of finances and financial instruments and everything today. We just can't keep track of it, all of it. And the thing is, it's rigged. And that's the real essence of all of our financial markets, our money, you know, our loans. You know, it's rigged. So we, the people, always will be on the short end of that stick. You know, whether it's inflation or deflation, you know, they're both cutting edges in today's world. And we won't have deflation because deflation will essentially crash the entire market because people have already expended so much money to pave the way forward for the future inflation and the future markets, that if we have that deflationary cycle or deflationary hit, that's when everything crashes. I've said that, you know, we are technically, to me, you know, technically where it's a depression. You know, they say, you know, was it three or more cycles down or something, quarters is a depression. The only reason we haven't had that or seen it is because we've essentially used the economic policy through the Fed or through the United States government's, treasury window to try to buy our way out of that depression. And the only thing we've done is increase the money supply so much that there's so much money that prices have to rise. And the people that have no money are, you know, are, well, in Canada, they're being asked to commit, you know, suicide because they can't afford their basic services for the poor now that they've expended assisted suicide.
And if Trudeau, with those kind of policies, would actually win again other than a rigged game. And
it's all, yes, I agree. It's all rigged.
Trudeau, there's no way, would be winning with those policies all around. And by the way, I think if Trump was allowed to take power, we would not have a depression or anything. He would have worked around this. I'm not saying to drill in the ANWR. I think that's a special area with the polar bears. That's my personal view. I don't think we need to drill in the ANWR. But we could have drilled other places, okay, where and by the way, we allow Russia, that pipeline, to go through there. Now, if you're an environmentalist, which I want to see the environment helped, you allow them to drill, okay, whatever, but you don't allow the U.S. to drill. I'm just saying it's one earth. So there's probably more standards in the U.S. than other countries, environmental standards, as bad as they are. I'd like to see them improved. But anyway, it's better probably to even drill in the U.S. from a point of view of if you have to get the oil like that. And I think we could have, obviously it's a bad technology from the get-go, but we are where we are. And he purposely sent the signal so that the prices would go up. That's where he started this whole problem, with the whole, the economy was that. But I think the mandatory vaccination on the job requirements is what caused this inflation to skyrocket, because people quit the jobs because there was at least 25% that didn't want the jab. And then what happened is they had to pay people more to work because of the unemployment benefits, and that started the inflation rising. It was really the mandatory, you know, that's what made the truckers have to quit in Canada and all that, because they didn't want the jab. So I think that's what started everything, and they knew exactly what they're doing. They knew exactly what they're doing.
That's really good. Great point, Lori. I think that's sensational. Let's open the lines for callers, Mitchell. 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. We're here with Mitchell and Lori and me, and we're glad to have your calls. Go ahead, pick up the phone. We're standing by. We're waiting to hear from you. 540-352-4452. Lori, give us your thoughts about what else is going on here. I mean, this delegation off to Ukraine with Nancy Pelosi was just a farce. She was going over there to kiss Zelensky's butt. I mean, I just cannot believe that the United States is, bowing down to a petty dictator who's a comedian, who dresses in drag, who plays a piano with his dong. I mean, this is just insulting and embarrassing to the United States.
It's sickening. I can't even, there's some stories on the CLG News. I can't even cover them. I'm not covering Pelosi, the imbecile, going there. There's a Twitter account that's probably gone now that covered her insider trading of the money these people made on the pandemic. And of course, that's why they want the vaccine and everything. One set of standards for them and for everybody else. No masks, by the way. No masks at the correspondence dinner. But yet people in New York City, if you want to be a waitress, they still have the vaccine requirement in New York City, as far as I know, on the workers, and masks still on children in the schools by that imbecile mayor who's a total disappointment, almost as bad as his predecessor. I just can't believe New York City keeps electing these imbeciles as mayor. But anyway, and Governor Hochul is just as bad. But the biggest thing on the horizon that no one's mentioning is that WHO treaty that will strip sovereignty of 194 countries. That would mean Florida, if DeSantis says no to vaccine mandates, the WHO treaty, it's an upgrade of a treaty we're already in, so it wouldn't need a ratification. It would mean they're in charge of the health policy. And I put that out on a newsletter, and people call me a conspiracy theorist, but it's actually the truth. I said, why don't you read the treaty instead of calling me a name? Why don't you read the treaty? It would mean the U.S. would be subservient to what the WHO decides for vaccines and everything else. And this is the scariest thing ever, and they'll know May 22nd whether that would mean Florida, DeSantis, even if you moved to Florida, you wouldn't have any respite because the WHO treaty would supersede that. This is a disaster. No media coverage on this. None.
Mitchell.
Well, the Great Reset has consequences. You know, the psychological damage done to people will cause them to pull back from society, will cause them to change jobs, will cause them to go insane, some of them. Literally the unintended consequences of 2 years of government human farming. This stuff is damaging to us. And people are losing it. And, you know, our government essentially has already lost it and lost touch with reality, as, you know, the United States government itself is an entity that has been captured. Just as we think about regulatory capture by corporations, it's my belief that the New World Order and the World Fascist Group has seized control of the United States government through, you know, this basically through this regulatory capture idea. And we can see it happening every day. And, you know, as Lori says, the Uniparty, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are one party. It's corporate fascism that rules America. And people are so blind, they can't see it. The mass information psychosis and the mimetic psychology of the psychology of basically a meme of, you know, following people. You know, most people are followers. You know, you get 10 people out there dancing, you know, you'll have a full dance floor. So people are dancing with the government, and, you know, they're not getting their toes stepped on right now, but the government is dancing with, as if it's stepping on the toes of everybody else, but their preferred partners. And that's not what government is supposed to be about.
Lori.
I'm just waiting for people to sort of rise up against this. It's because it's their lives are going to be in peril. I mean, this food thing, which you said about BlackRock and Vanguard buying, I mean, does anybody actually think the prices are going to remain the same? And these stores are missing things that they've not had for a long time on the shelves. And what no one mentions, because it doesn't affect maybe some people, but I know I heard that many stores limit the number of, I guess, baby formula. You can buy like 4 packages of it. And I was in a store in Connecticut, a large grocery store, that had nothing on the shelves in that area. When I guess they keep it in a locked case anyway. It said limit of 4 of the baby formula. And then I looked and there was nothing there. So I thought maybe they moved it or something. So customer service was right there and there was somebody there. And I said, is it true there's no baby formula at all, or has it been moved? And they said there's nothing there, you know, it comes in. So, I mean, I don't know what parents that rely on baby formula are doing, but, I mean, no media coverage. We're getting coverage on Zelensky, I mean, who, by the way, put his opposition in jail. So we talk about the democracy in Ukraine. It's hysterical. His opposition's in jail, all right? And they blame Putin for poisonings that happened years after the person left, with poisons that are traced to a British lab. But they say, oh, it was an old Soviet poison. Yeah, from a British lab. But anyway, but Zelensky's opposition is always killed and imprisoned, and no one mentions it. No one mentions it. I mean, these people in Ukraine, I don't know who they're interviewing, but he's stolen all the money. The people live in poverty there. I mean, we left $85 billion in weapons to the Taliban, and no one's talking about that. Where did those weapons go? I mean, the whole thing is just, I mean, I just can't believe this. But they seem pretty confident, so I don't know what they've got planned for November, the elections, because they seem confident.
We're on the break, and when we return, we'll bring in Paul from California, who is standing by. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Paul has been patiently or perhaps impatiently standing by. Paul, join the conversation with Lori, me, and Mitchell.
Patiently, that would be a good word.
Good.
You know, it's like the old R.E.M. song, right? The end of the world as we know it, right?
Yes. The Who,
you know, she was mentioning The Who. You know, The Who doesn't determine anything. It's just all the local sellouts to the Jewish power structure. You know, they're the ones, and if we just ignore them, we could live our lives. But not enough people see the light of day and have the internal strength to defy these people. And it's a sad thing to see that most Americans are just are weak cucks. And that's why I said what I said more than a year or so ago, when, as far as I'm concerned, these people that are voluntarily lining up to take the vaccine, they can just go away and die, as far as all I could care. I don't wish any ill will upon them, but you know, if they're stupid enough as a grown adult to line up for this crap, then yeah, they deserve what's coming. You know, Mitchell, I'll take an issue with what you describe as corporate fascism. Everybody likes to say that, but it's not, and it never has been. Basically, we're living under a Jewish counterfeiting monopoly. If you understand the basics of so-called fractional reserve banking and the Federal Reserve and everything else, and it doesn't take a whole lot of research. I mean, a pamphlet such as Billions for the Bankers and Debt for the People, 30-something pages, that'll do it. Or Eustace Mullen's masterful work, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. You know, multiple others, The Biggest Con by Erwin Schiff. It just spelled it out. We don't have corporate fascism. We don't really have capitalism. And, you know, communism is just a word for Jewish tyranny. You know, capitalism and communism are just two sides of the same Jewish coin. But what we do have is a complete Jewish monopoly on all power and money and media. Okay, there's nothing else really to discuss. And, you know, Laura, you made the observation about imbeciles in power in New York and these other places. No, they're not necessarily imbeciles, but what we're getting a full dose of is blacks and Jews and gays and lesbians and women, okay, because they know that this is the most dysfunctional thing you can have. I mean, when you have your police chief and your mayor and the governors and all these various people are either – you know, Jewish or black or female or lesbians or gays, you got exactly what the Jews want. Okay. There's no way that this ends without bloodshed. It's coming sooner or later. And I just have always been of the opinion that, you know, what are we waiting for? Okay. We're waiting for more millions of browns and blacks to flood into this country because that's what they're doing. It's pretty simple. Are we waiting for them to just say, you know what, we're just going to cut the power off on you bastards, you know? We're going to see how you like it. That's basically all people are waiting for, is for it to get worse and get worse and get worse. Just quickly, Mitchell, you mentioned about tax protesting. Well, I'm with you, brother. You know, if you don't file, you don't owe. Basically, you self-assess by filing, okay? The government does not assess an income tax upon you. The only way that a tax can be lawful, there's various procedures for various taxes, but it has to be assessed. And they've gotten the American people to self-assess to the filing of a tax return for decades and decades and decades, and there's no law that requires it. And this is done, over with, provable. Many people are doing it. And I'll suggest a guest for you, Jim, Roger Sales. Roger Sales has been on Republic Radio, Republic Broadcasting for many, many appearances. And he's got his own network, too. And that would be a very interesting show to cover some of these legal topics.
That's the end of my little rant for now. Kick me a contact. No, that was all totally in the ballpark, Paul. I'm just real glad for all those comments. Kick me contact information. I'll reach out to him. Lori, you want to respond to Paul?
Just, you know, there obviously has to be, although I am not, and on the record, ascribing anybody's religion or whatever to the cabal.
Oh,
it is.
God.
But there's, can I finish? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's obviously a cabal running the show because these decisions are so insane. It's obviously to get to a purposeful, different end game. There's obviously a cabal. I personally am not ascribing any religion to the cabal, but I'm saying there obviously is a cabal because when you say everyone has to take these COVID tests, and by the way, what was on all those swabs that people put up their nose? I'd like to know. Nobody talked about it. But anyway, everybody has to do a COVID test, take vaccines, but yet you open a border, and then also, not just that, during the Black Lives Matter protests, representatives of the Biden government, like 1,000 doctors signed a petition saying this was okay to do because racism is a critical threat to society. It's a danger to health. Right. So they allowed... They said there were no problems with Black Lives Matter protests, not wearing masks, whatever, or whether they did or not,
yes.
All at up close in a protest, you know, when you're gathered together marching. They
right.
said that was fine, no 6 feet apart for them. So I'm just saying,
yeah.
This is obviously purposeful. You have an open border, and Jen Psaki
yes.
said that people don't have to be tested or get vaccinated because they're only here for, quote, a short while. Even their court dates are in the future if they followed up with the court dates. So it's not
Lori,
a short while.
I know. Listen. I know what you're saying and why you're saying it, but this is old hat. This is decades old. People that have been looking into this immigration issue, going back to the days of sites like the American Renaissance and V-Dare, this goes back to the late 80s and 90s. We're on top of this, okay? It has nothing to do with immigration law. I've said on this show many times, I've said there is no law. I know Jim has heard me say this. It's not just a sentiment, okay? There is no law. It's all about power. Lori, earlier you mentioned about if Trump was in power. Well, that's basically admitting that what we're talking about is power, okay? Trump was really never in power. He was playing a role. I know there's a lot of people that want to believe different, but I'm sorry. I just don't.
It was better for the average person under Trump, though. How do you, what? And if he didn't,
okay, well,
wait, let me ask you something.
What you're asking.
No, if there's no difference between Trump and Biden, I'm just asking, then why is it...
I'm not saying that there's no difference between the two.
Paul, just
let me finish, please.
Just, you have finished, and we invited Lori to comment.
Lori tried to interrupt me with a question.
Paul, you interrupt all the time. For God's sake, how many times do we have to have this conversation? I give you plenty of airtime, God damn it. Lori, go ahead and say your piece.
It's just the people who said, and I just want to bring this point up, and I know what you're saying. Trump he picked all the wrong people, which probably wasn't, as you might think, done purposely because he was, to some extent, controlled in that he could have done a lot more and so forth. I do see the point. But for somebody, anybody, I don't mean you personally, to say there's no difference, they're just like when Bush and Gore were running. Gore, probably today he's a lot worse and a disaster. But compared to Bush doing 9/11 and giving trillions away in the Middle East.
Bush did not do 9/11. Israel did 9/11 with the cooperation of our own intelligence agencies.
But it had to go through, wait a minute, to those who said.
Paul, Paul, you complain about people. I hear you're talking over Lori. She's my guest, goddammit.
I'm gonna, Paul,
I'm sorry, I'm gonna give you the boot if you keep this up. Can you keep your mouth shut long enough for Lori to make her point? Go ahead, Lori.
Just one point on 9/11, of people who say Israel did 9/11. I will answer with this. Israel gets $30 billion plus up front, of course, in one lump from the U.S. Israel would have to have had permission or approval if Israel, quote, did 9/11, unquote, from the U.S., because otherwise they would be jeopardizing. If Israel woke up one day and said, let's do 9/11, without the permission or affirmation, whatever word you want to use, approval, check mark, from the U.S., they never would have dared to jeopardize, Israel never would have dared to jeopardize the $30 billion without the permission, tacit approval, whatever word you want to use, of the U.S. So if you say in combo with, then ultimately, though, regardless, the U.S. had to have signed off, particularly when Bush's brother was the head of security in Boston there, and they flushed that away right away, that covered that up. That aspect alone meant the fact that U.S. approved of or allowed Israel, if they were involved in some of the operation. I know the van that was stopped on the bridge full of Israelis, I know. But I'm saying, if you believe that, you have to also agree that U.S. signed off on it. That's all I want to say.
Of course, Lori.
9/11. Okay.
That's the reason they had to get Bush and Cheney into office. Cheney was executive director 9/11 from an underground bunker. Paul, I'm going to let you back, but I want to take Ken from Michigan first. Ken, go ahead. Join the conversation.
Hi, Dr. Jim. I just watched a movie over the weekend called Occult Forces. It's about the Freemasons and how they infiltrate the politics and the right and the left, and they pick out their man that's the charming, charismatic, and well-spoken one, and they get him to these nice posh deals, and then they get sucked in, and then all of a sudden they have to they get him where if anybody's involved, any of their Freemason fellow brothers are involved with any type of corruption, it's up to the politician to ease the pressure on them, to, you know, get them out of any type of criminal activity. So,
All this
stuff is done in exactly the same way. I remember Newt Gingrich said that Trump was an outsider. He wasn't part of the club. But I think he probably is. I mean, in order to be in politics, I think you have to be part of the club. And he's always kowtowing to Israel, make Israel great. No, we don't have to make Israel great. They already are very powerful. I mean, they're going for broke. They do everything in cloak and dagger, and they control the Freemasons, and they get people to join the club, and they're sworn to secrecy.
That's true.
I think they feed off their belief in God and their men of honor and high morale, you know, and then they realize that they've been corrupted. But it's too late. So
I think there's
I don't know how we're going to get out of it.
I think there's a role here of what's the senior executive service and the executive that were blocking Trump, that they regarded him as merely a visitor, that their attitude was, we run things here. He'll be gone and we'll still be here. I think that was a real compromise for Trump, that he was truly incapacitated by the executive branch, and it's a chronic problem. Lori, your thoughts.
Do you remember when Google executives after the 2016 election said in the meeting, the private meeting, that Trump, we will make it, and by the way, they swung that the search results to try to stop this, the 2016, I'm talking about, election any way they could, but they said afterwards in a meeting, we will not just disallow Trump from getting in again. We will stop Trumpism, meaning populism and all that. It's not just Trump. That's why they're so after Gates and all that. And by the way, Zelensky, who's Jewish, has said, we want to make Ukraine another Israel or something like that. So
yeah,
I do see
greater Israel.
I'm sorry?
He called it, you want to make it the greater Israel, Ukraine.
Right, so there'll be another funding pit over there. I'm just saying. And my final point, just on the no difference theory, in people's lives day to day, even though Trump, like the guest that you just had on, and so forth is saying about the Freemasonry and all that, allowing him, and what you're saying about being a guest and all that, it's true. He did have diminished power, but there is, in day-to-day life, a difference. Trump would have definitely, hopefully, I'd like to believe, stopped the lockdowns. He did the vaccine, which was stupid, but he did it so that, allegedly, because he thought the vaccine would allow the lockdowns to end. It was stupid, all bad. I understand that. I'm not happy with we know that. I'm not happy with the vaccine or anything. But the thing is, I think in day-to-day lives, I think he would have stopped the mask mandates on the plane. Your life in general, with the stock market and all that, would have been a little better under Trump versus Biden. I just want to say that.
Paul, you're skating on such thin ice, Paul. I can't believe you're continuing to interfere with my guest with your comments. Stop it! God damn it!
I think Trump is the greatest politician we've ever seen. He is a wrecking ball. He can knock every politician out of the box. He's fabulous. I think he's funny. He's charismatic. He's got everybody at his rallies, and he's amazing. But, you know, but when it comes down to doing crazy stuff, it's that Freemasonry type. He's held at the point of the dagger at him. You know, I don't know. He's just.
Ken, I think you're making a point that I don't understand. Paul's going on such a rampage about them being the same. They obviously aren't the same. If they were the same, why would they have bothered to oppose him? Why would they have bothered to steal the election if Trump was going to do everything they wanted to do, just go with Trump because he's got the support of the people?
Exactly. That is the perfect answer. Why steal? Just like with Gore. They stole it with Gore, and I know all about that. I spent a lot of hours researching the stolen 2000 because there was a difference, and Bush was the worst deep state person of the two. It doesn't mean Gore's perfect or that I would ever vote for him again or anything like that, but of the two, in 2000, Gore was the better person, even though we don't like him for many reasons. It's the same thing. It's they will give it to the person that they want in there.
They're the only had to steal it in Florida to make it happen.
Right.
Paul, if you're still here, if you're willing to, you know, be the – we talk about the good Paul and the bad Paul. Okay, Paul's gone. Ken, your thoughts.
Yeah, it's the same situation in throughout the world with Macron and Le Pen there and – in other places, especially in the United States, because this is the greatest country, you know, as far as people being able to have free commerce and stuff. But, you know, it's the power corrupts, and it looks like Biden has a lot of power. He's able to shut down these coal factories and, you know, for the greeny weenies. I mean, yeah, another thing, besides the food, they're shutting down a lot of stuff, you know, just produce.
Please. Biden has no power.
That's just what pisses me off. You're talking over somebody out there, poking your opinion with your infinite arrogance. Drop him. Get rid of him, Mitchell. Get rid of Paul. To hell with you. Ken, go ahead. I can't believe this guy is so offensive, and I've told him again and again what I expect of him, and he doesn't have the common decency to cooperate. He doesn't understand that everyone deserves the right to have their opinion heard, not just his. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have to work within the system, and the system always has problems, and the biggest problem we have is the Jewish power, and they're going for broke. And I think Joseph Goebbels was right in the fact that you have to call out the Jew every day so that people don't go on wild dead-end streets or off to – you know, in tangent. So he was the minister of propaganda for the Third Reich, but I think he was doing good propaganda.
Now, you see, Paul would have been ecstatic with that if he'd let you say your piece. I'm just at my wit's end. Go ahead.
I also think that Donald Trump has a je ne sais quoi, as the French would say. There's something about him that's really great, you know, and he just gets me excited. He puts a smile on my face, and I just hope that he's able to come in and be the wrecking ball that he is and clean house, you know, that no president can get anything done in the first term. So he's got to show us this left-wing corruption and loony bin And, you know, even though a lot of people are going to get hurt, as far as playing politics too, you can't be an anti-vaxxer with our system, because a lot of people take, I had vaccinated when I was young. My parents put me through the ringer with that, you know. But, you know, and I think he wanted to have, Bobby Kennedy on board
with his cabinet,
but he couldn't do that because he's an anti-vaxxer, or, you know, you have to play the game. So he's involved. He's up to his teeth in Jewish power, but, he has to play the politics, you know.
Go for it.
Again, my view, and since I've been on the show, is I will not denigrate any. I will not ascribe
We appreciate it. We understand. You're not denigrating any particular
any religion, Muslim or Jewish. But I will say, the Freemasonry situation, if you watch that five-hour video by Alton Child on the connections, which he spent thousands of hours of research, literally, he had to have for all those screenshots and everything. The Freemasonry problem of taking the oath, that is different than, that's not attacking any religion. I'm just saying that is a fact. That is a problem, a huge problem, and that is a problem of control. And if you watch the videos on Freemason, it is. Once you take that oath, that is true, and that is a big problem. But as to this no difference thing, it's true. They would not have bothered to install these people. And Trump was kicked off the town square of Twitter because he was so different. I mean, I'm just saying, if it didn't matter with Trump either way, they wouldn't have made up all these lies, saying he insulted the troops, which he never did. They admitted that after the election. They were after him six ways to Sunday, just like they were after Gore and said he lied, he exaggerated. Because when they want somebody in, they will do anything, and there is a difference in day-to-day life. If you're just that one thing I mentioned, which I guess people may be sick of hearing, the heating oil, if people means they can go to a movie once a week with their kids, their family, versus not, that is affecting day-to-day life. And you could afford a ride, a drive with under Trump with the gas and all that. And I'm not saying I want to see the world polluted and we need to have regulations on fuel standards and all that. But when you could simply feed your family and take a day off and go out to dinner, which you will never be able to do under the Great Reset, you will own nothing and you will be happy, allegedly. The oligarchy will own plenty. So I say it does make a difference who is in there. But that's it. I said my piece there.
Well, Lori, the Green New Deal is based on pseudoscience.
Oh, right. No, I agree.
CO2 is not a threat to the environment. It actually cools the earth in four different ways. Joe Olson, who's just a sensational engineer qualified in multiple fields, and I have been doing a series on climate change and all the propaganda behind it. You can find on my BitChute channel. I think we just did our 9th installment, and everyone needs to follow up on this. It's so, so serious. Go ahead, Lori, with more of your thoughts. I'm just pleased to have you here and that Ken called in. And Paul, to the extent that he wasn't running roughshod over everyone else, would have been fine. Go right ahead.
There's somebody, the daughter of Klaus Schwab, I read, wants to do with the COVID policies on climate. So they're going to use that as climate lockdowns. And credit cards, there's a MasterCard, and I don't know which version this is. Once you've reached your carbon footprint, which I think is 1 ounce of meat a day. Like I say, for the animal's view, I'm fine with it only from the animal's view. That's a separate issue, though. But I would be very upset if I was a meat eater and was denied more than 1 ounce of meat a day. I'm just saying.
It's absurd. Lori, it's just absurd. It's just absurd.
Right. I just want to tell people how they can get my newsletter. You can go to Legit.
Yeah. We're coming down to the wire here. Please do. Talk about your newsletter, because you distribute it for free and you're doing a lot of good work.
Thank you. Yep. You go to legitgov.org and hit subscribe. It'll open up a blank. You just click on the button on the site, legitgov.org. You hit subscribe. It'll open up a blank email or whatever your mail provider is, and you just hit send from, or if you want to put a different address in the body of an email you want added, or it'll subscribe to the one, you know, you'll be confirmed that you're subscribed. You want to get the newsletter, and I send it like twice or three times a week, a compilation of little summaries, and the links are within there. You can click on them from that don't get as much coverage, you know, on the Great Reset stuff. And Fukushima, by the way, is an issue no one ever mentions. They're going to dump all that radiation tainted water that they don't emit into the ocean. Some of it they can't get out, the treated water. But anyway, yes, it'll be there, and you get the underbelly of the news a little bit. And hopefully you get some things that you don't hear every day on the news, but it's covered.
Yep. Ken, go ahead. We got a couple minutes left.
Let's see. To me, it falls right with the Jewish power. They're the ones that are behind the scenes on everything, and I think they're going with all the gusto that they have. And you know, with the Ukraine is like the mirror. If the mirror that we're looking into, less than 100 years ago, they starved 3 million people there. The communists took all the grain, and the communist is the Jewish religion, as far as I can see, in politics. And we better see that, you know. We can't let that happen. And, of course,
yes.
Trump would never let that happen. So that's why Trump's coming in again.
You know
he's going to win a third time. Yes, that's right. Stalin took all the grain from the Ukraine.
Oh, no, you're right. The Bolsheviks were funded by the oligarchy, which a lot of people don't realize. The whole communist revolution was funded by the oligarchy. So it's a communism is really just so the oligarchy can do well. Nobody realizes that. They think it's, you know, I didn't mean to step on you, but just saying they think it's one.
No,
everybody gets shared. Everybody gets
and,
shared.
And Putin's against the oligarchs. Putin had a lot of the criminal oligarchs arrested. So,
something we never read about.
Cleaned up Russia too.
Right, something we never hear about.
We're down to it. Ken, thank you for calling in, Paul, with qualifications. Thanks. You got it, Ken. Thank you, too. Lori, it's just a real pleasure to have you on again. And just say
thank
one
you,
more
Lori.
Time. How everyone can subscribe to your newsletter CLG.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me on. I'm glad we had time where I could fit that in. Sometimes we get off now. Time to say it.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Mitchell,
thank you.
For filling in. You were terrific. I count on you, and you come through. Everyone, see you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny?
Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and...